Website traffic falls into one out of four different categories. And if you've received a report from an SEO or a tool that's reporting on your website traffic, even heck, Google Analytics, it's going to break your traffic down into one out of these four categories. And that's what we're going to discuss today here on Traffic Keys Media. Hey, everybody, I am your host, Atiba, and welcome to Traffic Keys Media. And yep, that's what we're going to be discussing. How do you understand the different types of website traffic? But before I go any further, if these videos are helping you at all, if you're learning anything, do me a favor. Hit that like button down below. Let Google and YouTube know that you actually like this content. And hit that subscribe button because I'm going to keep producing fantastic content that you probably are going to be interested in. So let's dive into these four different types of website traffic. Number one, paid traffic. Number two, organic traffic. Number three, referral traffic. And the fourth one is social. Okay, social. So let's dive into each one individually. Let's start off with paid. Now, paid traffic is when we're measuring the fact that we paid a network, say Google or a platform like Facebook, to send traffic to us. So we paid them to advertise on their network or platform so that people can see our ads, click on our ads, and come to our website. That is paid traffic, okay? It's very important to know how much paid traffic you have because if you're paying for traffic, you want to quantify that, right? You want to make sure that you're actually getting bang for your buck, not just putting money out there and hoping that people show up. So that's the paid traffic. The next is organic. And organic covers a wide range of stuff, to be honest with you, but at its base, organic says someone searched on a platform or a network and found you and clicked on a link and came to you and it was not a paid link. So that could be that they went to a search engine and they typed in a search term and your website came up and they clicked on your website and came to your website. That's organic traffic. Organic traffic is also if, let's say, they went to yellowpages.com and found you in yellowpages.com and clicked on it. That's also organic traffic. They were looking for a solution or an answer and you were presented to them and they clicked on your link. That is organic traffic, my friends, okay? So we've covered paid traffic. We've covered organic traffic. The next one is referral traffic. Now, referral traffic, and actually, I'm going to lump the next two together, referral and social, because truthfully, all social traffic is referral traffic. We've just segmented it down. But what is referral traffic in general? Referral traffic is when someone comes across your link. Maybe they are reading an article and in that article, it mentions your company or it has a link to your website and they click on that link. That is a referral. That's a referral. Now, if that link was on a social media platform, Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, any of the social media platforms that exist, if someone clicked on the link from a social media platform, then it's called social, which really it stands for a social referral, okay? So referral traffic, no one searched for it, you didn't pay for it, but you were included into a conversation somewhere online, whether it's a blog or it's someone's description. Heck, we do it all the time, right? We may make a YouTube video and mention a product or a service or a website and link to it in the description. If someone clicks on that, that's a referral. It's a social referral, but it's still a referral, okay? So those are the different types of website traffic. Now, what's important is to understand your strategy. To understand your strategy, because you need a strategy for each type of traffic. Okay? Because think about this for a moment. With paid traffic, you're paying to get in front of eyeballs that are looking for your product or service. So you need a strategy to make sure that you find those eyeballs and you put the message in front of them that they want to see, to be able to click on it to come to your website. With organic, or what a lot of people will call SEO, search engine optimization, that's organic traffic. With organic traffic, you need a strategy because the search engines have different rules. If you want to rank high in Google, you need to understand Google's rules for your industry, your type of content, for Google to want to rank you in their search engine on page one. And so you need to understand those rules. So that means you need a strategy for that as well. And the same thing goes for referral. If you want to master referral traffic or social traffic, then you need to master getting your name out there and getting people talking about you and getting your name in publications or on social sites and creating buzz on social sites so that people can find you and want to click on your link to learn more. So now you understand the four different types of traffic. The next thing to do is to start to think about what is your strategy. What is your strategy? And you know, if you've been around here for a while, you know how I teach the strategy here with content is very simple. If you're trying to get traffic to your website, the strategy is very, very simple. It doesn't matter which type of traffic you're trying to get. The strategy is very simple. First, you must understand your audience. You've got to know your audience. You've got to know what they want. You've got to know what's going to be interesting to them. You've got to know what's going to make them click. Second is the content. After they click, where do you take them? What do they read? What do they see? What do they experience? Because there has to be congruency there so that they know that I came to the right place and you've given them information to make them want to stay and want to learn more. Want to learn more. Okay. And then lastly is your strategy. And so putting it all together, your strategy for the different type of traffic that you want. You know, here we focus mostly on SEO, on organic traffic, right? So mastering your organic traffic strategy with your on-page, off-page, and your technical SEO. So guys, I know I gave you a lot there. I hope this helps you really start to frame and understand the four types of traffic and the fact that you need a strategy in order to master each one of those types of traffic. All right. If you've got any questions, as always, drop me a line down below. If you're on the podcast, send me an email. Yep. Hello@traffickeys.com. All right, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.